Today's Namaste Yoga is yoga for weight acceptance. Hello and welcome to episode 180 of Namaste Yoga. We're continuing our cultural conditioning series and looping back around to one of those really deeply ingrained cultural conditioning issues around weight. And today we're going to do a class on weight acceptance. I get so many requests for classes on weight loss. And it's one of those things that I'm actually super proud of, that we haven't actually done a class on weight loss in almost 200 episodes. And I was mentioning this to one of my teachers, Karuna Erickson, when she was here doing a yoga workshop on heart yoga here in Toronto just a couple of weekends ago. And she said to me, why don't you do a class on weight acceptance? And so that was her idea, and I thank her very much for it, and that's what we're doing today. And so I have a beautiful testimonial to share with you today from Samantha that leads into our class so perfectly. She says, your most recent Namaste Yoga, Obsession with Thin, energized me emotionally, yet gave me one of the greatest calms I feel I have ever experienced. My past was absolutely full of self-hatred, incessant negative self-talk regarding my size, shape, overall appearance, really, a terrible eating disorder, and a lifelong disordered eating, self-injury, etc. While the focus was on obsession for thinness, it resonated with me in terms of physical appearance as a whole. I myself am fairly heavily modified, large stretched lobes, facial tattooing, etc. And so in my adult life have dealt with a pretty negative stigma regarding my appearance. Pair this with the fact that I am very large in stature, very solid, an incredibly massive bone structure, size 14 feet, truly massive hands, etc. I know I am not someone who is ever going to be or was meant to be petite, but the media and various toxic individuals have fed me a collection of ads, words, telling me what, who I am supposed to be. Needless to say, like many of us, I have always been concerned with my image. In the last couple of months, I had been, for lack of a better term, very violent towards myself. Over-exercise and feeling absolute inadequacy. Always having to do more and consume less. Constantly getting on my own case and literally making myself sick. I stressed myself to the point where, as a 25-year-old female, I wore my immunity enough to experience the shingles virus. It, however, did not manifest itself as a rash. It remained internal, attacking all of my nerves, making everything incredibly painful. And for the past 3+ weeks, I have had Bell's palsy, causing paralysis on the left side of my face. It has been all very difficult for me, but in many ways, extremely eye-opening. I have spent so much time hating myself, and now I am excited to heal and be back to who I was, or really, who I really am. I am allowing myself to feel good about me. I stopped all intense exercise for several weeks. Instead of scheduling myself to constantly go, 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 I am trying to forget about exercise and focus more on activity and make a concentrated effort to practice yoga. I feel like I am gifted with so much more in 40 minutes of yoga than I am beating myself up, hoping to shed myself instead of striving to be more. The virus, Bell's palsy, has left me with a considerable amount of pain. Today, after doing your yoga class, the pain is barely noticeable. And what's more, my mind is not hurting. Yoga is truly the only thing I have ever done where I can really lose myself and stop thinking so much and just exist. Thank you so much for all that you do. You're beautiful inside and out, and I feel truly blessed to have found you and your teachings. Kiss hug, kiss hug, kiss hug, kiss hug, Samantha. So thank you, Samantha. I love these kinds of testimonials because they speak to the transformations that so many of you are making through your own yoga practices. And that's why I love sharing them at the beginning of this class. And what Samantha is speaking about in her testimonial is what we are going to be talking about through this class. And she just sets up this class so beautifully because we're going to be talking about the kind of non-acceptance and the violence we inflict on our bodies by not accepting ourselves for who we really are, and hopefully come through that. Thank you for leaving your comments on my website through SpeakPipe, YouTube, and your 5-star ratings on iTunes. There are instructions on how to do that at thankyoumelissa.com. And Tim was looking through iTunes the other day, and we want to thank you so much for making us number one in iTunes on number one, what's hot in fitness and nutrition, number three in what's hot on health podcasts, and number 10 on top video podcasts for fitness and nutrition, and number 10 for top podcasts in yoga. So thank you so much. It really helps when you leave your 5-star ratings in iTunes and when you leave your comments in iTunes there. I know it just makes a huge difference to our ratings there and helps other people just like you find us. Thank you to Squeezed Yoga Clothing for our awesome yoga clothes and to Dusky Leaf for our props. Today you're going to need a yoga block. So go ahead and rest back and lie down in your back for Shavasana to receive the teachings. Mention that today's class is a beginner level in terms of asana, yoga postures, but I think the teachings are definitely intermediate to advanced. Any classes on teachings on acceptance? They're pretty big. So stay with us. So as you know by now, cultural conditioning are the social processes by which authority figures such as parents, professors, politicians, religious leaders, peers, and the media define our cultural values, beliefs, ethical systems, and ultimately the way we perceive ourselves in the world. And there are a number of social processes working against you to make you hate your body and your weight. And believe me when I tell you, they are designed to keep you buying. Keep you buying diet and diet-related products. Today's class is about accepting your body and your weight. Acceptance is not about resignation or giving up. It's about acknowledging the reality of your body and your weight as it is right now in this moment. Your weight may not always be this way, but this is how your body is right now. What feels imperfect in your body right now might just be perfect in the big picture. Can you experience and accept your body for what it is? Can you accept what you become aware of about your body? And also notice your non-accepting thoughts about your body, validating both as parts of your own unique reality. Dr. Russ Harris, author of The Happiness Trap, says, acceptance literally means taking what is offered. It doesn't mean giving up or admitting defeat. It doesn't mean gritting your teeth and bearing it. It means fully opening yourself to your present reality, acknowledging how it is right here and now, and letting go of the struggle with life as it is in this moment. What would it be like to let go of the struggle with your weight? What would it be like to fully open yourself to the present reality of your body and take what is offered? Your whole beautiful self. Brené Brown describes acceptance as letting go of who you are supposed to be and embracing who you are. What would it be like to let go of all the pressures you have put on yourself about your weight and your body and embrace who you are in this moment? When we try to move away from the discomfort and pain we feel because of our weight and body image, to reach some kind of body weight perfection in the future, we miss the present moment completeness and wholeness that already exists in our bodies. Jeff Foster, author of The Deepest Acceptance, says, "We must move away from denial, wishful thinking, and hope, and tell the truth about life as it is. Great freedom lies in admitting the truth of this moment, however much it clashes with our hopes, dreams, and plans. We don't need to exhaust ourselves by mentally beating ourselves up, playing the negative soundtrack over and over again in our heads, fueling the pain and frustration with our bodies. We don't need to postpone our lives, hold back from life, wait for some perfect moment, and terrify ourselves with fear. We can stop the war with ourselves. We can stop rejecting ourselves and our bodies. Yoga promises us that who you really are is already open and free and loving and deeply accepting. It is simply a matter of relaxing into and opening to that part of yourself. So as you rest back here, tune into your physical body. What's happening in your body right now? To what extent are you able to accept what's happening in your body right now? Let your awareness shift to your breathing. Noticing what's happening with your breath. No need to fix or change it. Just being with your breath. And as you reflect back on the theme for today's class, begin to set your intention for what it is you would like to receive. How could this class best serve you? Okay, so stay resting back. And then bend your knees, place your feet flat on the floor. Begin to draw your knees into your chest. Notice what it's like to be friendly with your body. To treat your body in a loving and kind way. And if loving kindness isn't happening, just notice that too. And then take your block, roll over onto your right side. And place the block between your knees. And circle your left arm up and overhead and roll over onto your back so you come into recline twist. And as you rest into the twist, notice your connection to your body. And then roll back onto your right side and over onto your back. And then over onto your left side. Place the block between your knees again. And circle your right arm up and overhead. Rotate your chest up towards the ceiling. Look over your right shoulder. Close your eyes. And on the first side, you noticed your connection to your body. And on this side, just be aware if connection to your body isn't happening, just notice that too. Then circle all the way back around to your left side. Roll onto your back. Keep your block with you. Bend your knees. Place your feet flat on the floor. Place the block between your knees. Press your feet into the ground and lift your pelvis up off the ground. And as you come into this posture, ask yourself, what kind of relationship do I have with my body? Then slowly lower down. Take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. And then press into your feet again. Lift your pelvis up off the ground. And this time as you come into the posture, ask yourself, what kind of relationship is it that I would like to have with my body? Then slowly lower your pelvis to the ground. Take the block out from between your knees. And hug your knees into your chest. Hold on behind your legs. And as you do, notice what it's like to embrace yourself. What is it like to embrace your body? So go ahead and release this pose from your body. Roll to your right side and come up onto all fours. From all fours, you'll just warm up your spine a little bit. Hands under your shoulders, knees underneath your hips. Exhale, round up through your spine, and then inhale and arch through your spine. Just notice what it's like to be in your body, moving here. And then turn your toes under and lift your hips up towards the ceiling. Coming into downward facing dog to transition up to standing. From standing, place your feet underneath your hip bones, lift and spread your toes, reach your legs down and lengthen up through your spine. And then close your eyes. Bring your awareness to your feet. Notice what's happening in your feet. And then your ankles. Bring your awareness to your lower legs and your knees. Notice what's happening in your upper legs and your buttocks. Bring your awareness to your belly and your low back. Notice your chest and your upper back. Become aware of your arms, your hands, your shoulders, your neck, and your head, and your face. So to what extent are you able to accept what's happening now in your body, in this moment, just as it is? And if acceptance isn't happening, notice that too. Open your eyes. And stand on your right foot, turn your left toes out to the side. You can keep your toes on the ground or pick up your foot and place it on the inside of your leg, either above or below your knee. And then bring your hands to your heart center, maybe even overhead. Consider what you perceive to be imperfect about your body is perfect just the way it is. that this posture out of your body. And now stand on your left foot and turn your right toes out to the side. Pick up your foot, place it somewhere on the inside of your left foot, either above or below your knee. Bring your hands to your heart center. Find a point to focus on, then take your hands overhead. And if judging is happening about your body, just notice that too. Go ahead and release this from your body. And then place your hands in soft fists on your low back. Open your elbows behind you. Drop your tailbone and lift your heart up towards the sky or the ceiling. Tuck your chin. Close your eyes. And as you experience this posture in your body, ask yourself, how do you freely open and accept your body? Then go ahead and let this posture fall out of your body. Bend your knees, hinge forward from your hips, and fold forward. Let your head drop. And as you hang forward here, ask yourself, how do you close to your body? And then roll all the way up to standing. And take that block that you have again. Place it between your knees. Bring your arms in front of you. Inhale. Exhale, sit back as though you're sitting into a really low chair. And as you experience this posture, ask yourself, to what extent are you able to open to what's happening in your body right now? Sit back into your heels, lift your toes. Can you accept your body in this moment? And then slowly come up to standing. And make your way down to seated. I'm going to sit with your legs straight out in front of you. Bend your right leg and cross it over your left leg. Lengthen up tall through your spine. Wrap your left arm around your right leg, starting from your pelvis. Rotate your pelvis towards your right leg, and then move up through your spine as you twist through your spine. Take your right hand to the base of your spine. Lengthen up through your spine. And as you twist to your right side, ask yourself, what am I accepting about my body in this moment? Rotate back to the center. Uncross your right leg. Extend it out. Bend your left leg in. Cross it over your right leg. Lift up tall through your spine. Wrap your right arm around your left leg from the base of your pelvis. Turn it towards your left leg. Then move up evenly through your spine. Take your left hand to the base of your spine. And as you rotate to your left, ask yourself, what is it that you're judging about your body? And if judging is happening, can you allow it to be just as valid as accepting? And then come on back to the center. Turn to the wide edge of your mat. Take your legs wide. Hip hinge forward. Come into a forward fold here. And as you fold forward here, ask yourself, how can you accept your body in this moment with all its imperfections? Inhale up center, turn over your left leg and fold forward over your left leg. And as you fold over your left leg, ask yourself, what would it be like to accept your body in this moment without wanting to change it? And then hinge up and turn and face over your right leg. Hinge forward over your right leg. Stay long through your spine. And as you fold forward over your right leg, ask yourself, to what extent am I resisting and wanting my body to be different than it is? And inhale and come on back up center. Gather yourself in and rest back on your back for Shavasana. So make yourself comfortable. And I have a reading for you today from Emmanuel 2. Your bodies are programmed in the womb, before your mind touches them, before society adjusts them. Your bodies are designed to dance, to dust your consciousness with the lightness and flexibility that will allow joy in your world. When you move into the physical dance, ask yourselves, where am I afraid to be who I am in my own body? Where am I a wallflower to my own dance? So reflect back on this class, on yoga for weight acceptance, yoga for body acceptance. What stands out? What seems most important? What is it that you want to carry with you off your mat and into your life? Gradually allow your breath to deepen, wiggle and stretch out. Bend your knees, roll to your right side. Slowly make your way up to seated. Thank you for joining me for episode 180 of Namaste Yoga. Namaste.